Tuesday, December 10th. This morning began with Marnie Clifford and Jean Eichard coming over to help me arrange books in the endless miles of empty bookshelves and to put around my beautiful Lowestoft pieces and my Dorothy Doughty birds. Because I want to start looking like, that is, the little end of the room that I can call mine, that is the Johnson's home, I wanted to start looking like the Johnsons lived here. I put out a picture of President and Mrs. Kennedy. No, I believe it's just the President and Caroline and the pony, the little pony that Lyndon gave him. And then I put out a picture of Daddy with Tommy and Tony and one of Lyndon's father and mother on a table. It will take shape and warmth and life and the story of a family, but it won't be done in a day. And it's marvelous to have the help and the guidance of people like Marnie and Jean. Beginning in the afternoon, I had a business meeting with Sheldon Cohen and Walter Jenkins in the forbidding sanctum of the Monroe Tree Room, that vast, dark place lit by the chandelier that came from Lyndon's office, P-38, in the Capitol, that he sent down here at Mrs. Kennedy's request several years ago. Our business concerned everything relating to the furniture in the Elms, the sale of the Elms, and it's going to entail hours and hours of bookkeeping that can be done only by me, and tracing back values on every piece of furniture, deciding what I want to leave to two little girls that may someday get married, what I want to put down here, what I want to give away. The sheer volume of it, overwhelms me. And sometimes, somewhere, I'm going to have another little house, so I want to save something of that life out of the Elms, some of the furniture, for myself. The main thing now is to get it wrapped up in a tidy fashion, the house clean, the decisions made, ready to be shown to possible buyers and sold in the most clear-cut, simple manner possible, getting our money out of it. In the evening at 7 o'clock, we had a group of people up for a drink and some talk about our work together. It's what Lyndon would call sort of a breeding of the Kennedy forces with the Johnson forces. The Fellmans, Sorensen Alone, the Fortises, the Lee Whites, the Bill Moyers, the Reedys, the Solingers, the Busbys, the Jenkins, Jack Valenti. It turned out that Fellman used to work for Don Cook. One of the most interesting faces to me to watch was that mask-like face of Sorensen, behind which I have no idea what goes on. And yet he is to me one of the most interesting ones. Of course, what I liked best was sitting down on the sofa and talking quietly to Abe about art. I knew that the violin was his great release. He's getting out of this world into a quiet world, but I didn't know that he was so knowledgeable and so interested in paintings and in all phases of art. He does know the people and the things, and we planned a quiet luncheon sometime later, perhaps with Mrs. Reitzman, the Fosbergs, or Mr. DuPont, to make plans for the future of all the things that Mrs. Kennedy has brought almost entirely to accomplishment, but there will be things to go on. P.S. Solinger has such a cute young wife. She's an artist herself, and I did so want to get her aside and talk to her about some of the pictures. Lyndon took all the ladies on a tour of the rooms, particularly the family rooms, and they seemed to like it. And, of course, it was fun for me to sit around the fire and listen to the talk. The two great monolithic structures that stand between right now, of course, the civil rights legislation.